2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Are you ready?
What's going on here?
Resistance is futile.
This,
indeed you are, Paul,
is...
It's in my hand, Paul!
Fan Effect.
The COVID-19 pandemic has had a major impact on the movie business over the past year, with studios postponing most, if not all, their theatrical releases. But as we reach 1 year since the shutdown, we're now starting to see a few more big releases trickle out from Hollywood. Hi, I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio and KSL's Fan Effect podcast. I'm also the movies and pop culture guy for KSL 5 Today. And here's my review of Raya and the Last Dragon from Disney Animation. Back in September of 2020, Disney Studios did something unprecedented at the time, skipping a theatrical release for their big-budget live-action remake of Mulan, and instead sending it straight to streaming on Disney Plus as a premium purchase. Now, 6 months later, they're sending another big film to Disney Plus, but this time, you can also see the animated feature Raya and the Last Dragon in theaters if you choose. The story takes place in the fantasy world of Kumandra, where humans and dragons once lived together in harmony. But when an evil force threatened the land, the dragons sacrificed themselves to save humanity. Now it's 500 years later, and that same evil has returned, but there are no dragons and a very divided and distrustful group of humans. So it's up to a lone warrior named Raya to track down the last mythical dragon in hopes of destroying the evil and healing the land. I didn't really know much of anything about this movie before I watched it. I hadn't even seen the trailer. But what I found was an original and fun story that everyone in the family, in my family, seemed to enjoy. The movie kind of mixes several genres and styles, going from a Western Clint Eastwood-type movie feel to an occasional Asian martial arts style moment. No surprise given the movie is heavily influenced by Southeast Asian culture. And of course, generous helpings of the fantasy look and feel that you see in these clips. The visuals were off the charts gorgeous at times, and with bright pastel colors and an almost dreamlike feel to it. I also really liked how the movie balanced being serious and silly, never veering too far in one direction or the other. Some of the funniest parts involve this toddler that's a con artist. Yeah, you heard that right. A toddler con artist. Raya is voiced by Kelly Marie Tran. She's best known as playing Rose Tico in the last two Star Wars movies. And she does a pretty good job with her character, who has some anger and trust issues. Comedian Awkwafina from Ocean's 8 and Crazy Rich Asians voices the dragon Sisu. And Gemma Chan plays Raya's frenemy, Namari. In fact, the entire cast is of Asian descent, except for Alan Tudyk, who provides the grunting noises for Raya's pet. They all do fine, but there was no real standout performance like Robin Williams in Aladdin, for example. There's also a good message of trust and forgiveness and sacrifice woven throughout the story that I was glad to have my kids see. Now, there's not much as far as warnings go. It's rated PG and safe for all ages. It's only 90 minutes long, so even the littlest ones should be able to handle it okay if you go to the movie theater. Watching it at home, you can obviously just send them off somewhere if they get bored. My 7-year-old wouldn't stop talking through the whole thing. And I know this may not matter, but it's worth noting in case it helps, Raya and the Last Dragon is not a musical. But overall, my family and I enjoyed Raya and the Last Dragon. I give it 3 out of 4 stars, and I think those who are looking forward to it already will probably be satisfied. The big question is going to be for parents who have to decide, do I take my kids to the theater yet? Or do we spend the $30 fee and watch it on Disney Plus at home? Because Raya is not included with your regular Disney Plus subscription like the Pixar movie Soul was back at Christmas. You will have to pay a single time fee of $30 on top of your monthly Disney Plus fee. It does give you unlimited number of times watching it, so if you have a big family or little kids who like to watch things over and over again, it actually may be the most cost-effective option. I personally prefer the theater experience, and I want to see them stay in business, so I do hope a bunch of people will choose that too. Hey, thanks for watching. Hopefully you and your family found this review helpful. I invite you to check out some of my other in-depth reviews of movies and streaming TV series on KSLTV.com or the KSLTV app. See you there.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.